This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Friday, June 5th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The League of Women Voters of the Uncompahgre Valley has announced that it will host two presentations on the Colorado tax system and budget. The presenter will be Chris Stifler, an economics professor, author, comedian, and senior economist at the Colorado Fiscal Institute. His work and commentary have appeared on NPR, Colorado Public Radio, and in publications across Colorado. Stifler will begin with an easy-to-understand background about the Colorado budget, the major cuts lawmakers made this season, and how federal changes to Medicaid, SNAP, and corporate taxes are affecting the state. The talk then explores Initiative 195, the proposed graduated income tax measure expected on Colorado's November ballot, and what it could mean for school funding, healthcare, and the future of Colorado's budget. The first presentation will be June 9th at 6 p.m. in Montrose City Council Chambers. The second presentation will be June 10th at 12 p.m. in the KVNF Community Room. In other local events, as we enter wildfire season, Montrose County is inviting the public to attend an educational fire summit on June 30th. The summit will bring together local, state, and federal partners to discuss current wildfire conditions and what residents can do to prepare for the upcoming fire season. Presentations will cover drought conditions, weather forecasts, fuel loads, wildfire prevention, vegetation management, acreage thinning efforts, available funding opportunities, emergency alerts, red flag warnings, fire restrictions, and steps homeowners can take to harden their properties and improve wildfire resilience. The event is free and open to the public, however, registration is required. Community members are encouraged to attend, ask questions, and learn how they can play a role in reducing wildfire risk across Montrose County. The summit will be held June 30th from 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Montrose County Event Center. And if you're interested in the importance of local reporting, join KVNF, Citizens for a Healthy Community, and the Paradise Theater for a screening of the film Steal This Story, Please, next Friday, June 12th. The film tells the story of Amy Goodman, an independent journalist who has spent more than three decades reporting from war zones, protest lines, and the front lines of democracy through Democracy Now! The evening will begin with a panel discussion, Community Life in the Information Age. The panelists will explore what it means to produce, consume, and share trustworthy information in today's media landscape. The event is free to the community. We hope to see you at the Paradise Theater next Friday, June 12th at 7 p.m. And in recreation news, the Colorado Sun reports that Colorado ski areas saw a 24% decline in visitation in the 2025-2026 season, marking the sharpest downturn for the state's signature resort industry in more than 40 years. After 4 years of record-setting traffic, visits to the state's 26 ski hills fell to 10.5 million this past ski season, down from 13.9 million the previous winter. That's the lowest showing for Colorado ski areas since the 1991-1992 winter. This decline is even sharper than the one seen in the 2019-2020 winter, when COVID caused resorts to close early. Visitation fell only 19% that year, as opposed to 24% this year. Some of the impact from low visitation is offset by the number of season passes sold before skiers have a sense of ski conditions to come. However, the decline in visitors did result in lower spending in mountain towns. Governor Polis has weighed in on a pair of bills that are Colorado Democrats' response to immigration agents' aggressive tactics under the Trump administration. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports he signed one into law but vetoed the other.
The bill Polis vetoed would have let Coloradans sue federal immigration officers in state court over alleged constitutional rights violations. Supporters said the measure would create a necessary legal pathway for challenging misconduct. But Polis argued it would likely be struck down in court and worried that could threaten existing protections. State Representative Javier Mabry is one of the bill's sponsors.
We often pass laws that we anticipate that the Trump administration is likely to disagree with. So no, I don't think that was a good reason to veto the bill.
The other measure, the one Polis signed, creates new rules around how federal immigration agents operate in Colorado. Among other things, it requires immigration-related subpoenas to be made public.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The arrival of summer brings the sounds of songbirds to the Rocky Mountain West. Recently, some naturalists and birdwatchers set out in Boulder County to listen for some of these seasonal singers. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KGNU's Shelley Schlender brings us this audio postcard.
It's June. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Rick Reynolds and Steve Jones.
It's a lovely, peaceful June morning, and we're standing in Upper Gregory Canyon. We're going to walk the Upper Gregory Trail until we get to Green Mountain Lodge. We're here to watch and listen for neotropical migrant birds. We're using our wonderful Merlin to help us this morning. Merlin is on my cell phone. Merlin is a bird song identifier. My friend Rick Reynolds has come along to help us, so as we go, we hear something, we'll stop and talk about who it is and why they're here.
I can't make that sound. Steve, can you make that?
I can't talk bird either. None of us are very good at that. This bird over here is a wonderful bird. They're called oven birds because they build oven-shaped nests, very tiny nests with little entrances on the ground in the leaf litter. I wanted to play the oven bird for all of you. I hear sweet, 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 sweet. So this is a miraculous bird that we didn't see nesting in Boulder County until about 20 years ago. Now they're all over the mountain parks. They're an eastern species. We expect to see them east of the Mississippi River. One thing about Upper Gregory Canyon is it's full of understory vegetation like box elders, beaked hazelnuts, Rocky Mountain maples. We have this sort of jungle of understory vegetation which the oven birds love. I think they're using the box elder leaves to build their nests, and they fold those over to make these very well-hidden nests on the ground. I have not yet seen a nest, and I don't want to see one. We don't look for them. We leave them alone. Right over our head, there's another oven bird singing.
They're not easy to spot. Moving quickly.
They're gray, a hint of yellow on their head. Beautiful speckling on their breasts. Deep gray. It's really pretty. But this one's right above our heads. And here's the warbling vireo up in the tree to the right. Okay, I'm going to play the song now for you. See if you can hear the rhythmic nature of this song. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Warbling vireos come all the way from Mexico, and they just arrived here a few days ago. What do you hear, Rick?
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
You do hear that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, each of those deets, if you look on the sonogram, you can see it's full of notes. And that's what the females are listening for. They don't care so much how prettily he sings. They care about the complexity of his song. That tells them how fit he is. It's another drab bird. It's just barely yellow. It's slow moving. It's about the size of a chickadee, a little bigger than a chickadee. And it moves around in the trees looking for insects. And there's the oven bird right next to us. We're hearing an amazing bird that we wouldn't have heard in Boulder County 20 years ago. This is a red-eyed vireo. It goes, shrier, chirrut, shrier, chirrut. It's a drab bird that has a bright red eye. And vireos, again, are insectivores that live in the trees, hop around, and eat a lot of caterpillars and so forth. This bird was not reported nesting in Boulder Mountain Park here until the last 20 years.
That bird in the winter, what
do they? Yeah. That one goes all the way south, all the way to Central America, and maybe even South America. What they're famous for, let me get their song for you to hear. They sing more phrases than any other bird in North America. So it's going shriek, 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 shriek.
Yeah, I agree.
Each one is distinct, right?
Very much so.
So it does that all day for 16 hours.
Very nice.
Steve Jones and Rick Reynolds are friends and Boulder naturalists. For KGNU, I'm Shelley Schlender.
That audio postcard from KGNU's Shelley Schlender was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a network of public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico, including KVNF. That's your KVNF regional newscast. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, if you're not able to catch the newscast live on air, it's available on kvnf.org, the KVNF app, on Spotify, and now on Apple Podcasts. I'm Audra McCabe.